It has been a long year. Without a doubt, it has been a long year for so many of us. I think for all of us. It is good to see you, even if I'm only seeing half of you. I almost feel as if all of us have somehow become Wilson from the 1990s show Home Improvement, where we see him and greet ourselves only over the fence, only see the eyes. It's been a hard year, and when Jesus talks about bearing the burden of the day, the laborer of the hot sun, what we are going through is heavy lifting. What we are going through is hard and difficult. And perhaps for many of us will be some of the hardest things we've had to endure in this generation. That being said, what we are going through is not unusual. What we are going through is not something that happens rarely, but about once every 100 years. And we'd sometimes like to think that we can order our lives in such a way that we can prevent this kind of thing from happening. But even with our knowledge of medical science, of the advancements that we've made, we still don't have absolute control of the world around us. And once, if about every 100 years, something like this happens. And we are called that every time, no matter what the circumstance we face, no matter what hardships we have to endure, whatever small or large things we have to go through, from wearing a mask to changing how we do everything, changing how we go to the grocery store, how we engage with our friends, changing how we have meetings, changing how or if we can come to Mass, and having to slather hand sanitizer on every 5 seconds. Whether for good or for ill, in the small or the hard, we're called to be laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. We are called to those who have purpose and work. We have a job that God has called us to do. We have a role in the world that we've been given to play. And notice in today's gospel reading, the owner of the vineyard keeps going out, even to the very, very end. We're at closing time, and he hires new people to come and work even for that last few minutes. For they have a role in the great work that is being done. We have a role in the great work that God is doing. We have a role that God has given you and me. And no matter what's going on in the world around us, whether it's immediately outside our door, whether it's in our own homes, whether it's in the nation or the world, we are called to be the voice of Christ. We are called to be those that go out and look for the work that God calls us to do, the people that God calls us to love, and to speak the truth and in love, no matter where we find ourselves and when. And it's hard. It's difficult. The work of being a Christian is hard work. It's not easy. It isn't easy work. And I think at times we can look at different ages or times or other people, and we can have the tendency to look at them and think, why did they get off so easy? Why is my life so hard and theirs is so challenging? Why is my life so challenging and theirs is so easy? But so much of that is because of the facade that people put up. My goodness, the face we have to show, even when we're not showing any faces, is relentless. If you think about the struggle of trying to keep perfection in public image, the difficulty of facing cancel culture on Facebook or in conversation, worried that you might say one wrong thing, and then that's it, you're out. That's a burden that's impossible to bear, and the reality of it is, just as much as you don't show people how hard your life is at times, others probably don't show you. But we can have this enviousness or this jealousy that comes to rise even when we see a three-year-old. What's the cry of a three-year-old when something doesn't go their way? I'm sure you've heard it. Anyone know the cry of the three-year-old? It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair if they get a treat, I had to work for mine and you didn't. It's not fair if you get something good and I feel like I had to do more to earn it. And it shows us just how deeply ingrained original sin is in the human heart. Because listen to what the landowner says. I've done you no wrong. I paid you the agreed wage. It's exactly what you signed up for. Are you really begrudging me being generous to others? The answer is yes. The answer is that's exactly what they were doing. And it wasn't so much that they wanted what the others had. And this is the hard part about envy at its core. There's covetousness, which is, I want what you have. That's not what they wanted. It's envy. They just didn't want them to have it. It's actually much worse. And it's born from us turning inward and looking at the self. But we hear in the first reading our Lord say, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. Our God gives and doesn't count the cost. Our God gives his whole self. He pours out his whole self for us in the cross. He doesn't give to us a portion of himself when he comes to us in the bread and the wine, in the body and blood of the sacrament. When he comes to us with his full body and blood, soul and divinity, in this sacrament, present in mystery, bread and wine totally transformed into himself, he doesn't give us a little of himself. He gives us the fullness of God who made all things. So we don't receive him in part. And those of us who have come late to the show, as it were, I've only been 3 years a priest and I've been 4 or 5 years a Catholic, receive the fullness of grace that God intends to give, that God pours out his whole self for us and asks us to pour out our whole selves no matter when we come to the vineyard. Whether it be early or late, God asks us to give everything we have for the work of his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, these are hard times. They are challenging, and there are many people who go through great difficulty every day. There are people who feel that they're alone every day. They don't have to be. And we are called to be those who reach out and make sure they're not. Is there someone you live near that you haven't heard from in a while? Talk to them. Call them on the phone. Leave them a package of groceries. Do something to show them they're not alone. If you feel like you're alone, look around the church. These people here are meant to be your brothers and sisters. Reach out. One of the greatest lies we're told is that we are alone. Even in these times where we're being divided, one from another, person from person, our Lord intends to give us his whole self, that we might be a whole family. My brothers and sisters, the times are difficult. Our lives are hard, as the saints' lives have been in every age. Let us never begrudge those who seem to get out of this life easy. And let us remember that often our perception of them is incorrect, and that we may not know what their life is like. So instead, let us listen. Let us find out what their life is like. Let us go as laborers in the vineyard of the Lord and draw every person we can find to the wholeness of this sacrament, the fullness of this faith, to draw people home that they may know they don't have to be alone, but they may know that God has given his whole self for them. So let us, even in the heat of the day or at the end of the day, remember that God has given you and me a purpose, and let us fulfill it, that every person we meet may see the smile on our face even through the mask, may see the joy of Christ in how we live and how we invite them to follow, and may come to know that as God did not leave us alone, so we will not leave them alone.